Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
If you are interested in this new Superman movie, and I frankly saw a very short teaser for it a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, oh, look at that. That looks pretty good.
So the new Superman is done.
I guess. It must be getting very close, Vin. It's a James Gunn shared a 5-minute preview of it on Twitter. So some of it, like this place where he lands in the middle of, I don't know, the Arctic tundra.
Oh, this is when he's when his planet explodes. Oh, no.
He's already
Superman.
He's already a grown man. Yeah, okay. He's already Superman. And good. At first you start to look at it and you're like, I don't know. Because you got to get used to somebody's new face. Anytime there's a new guy. That looks so CG. It's ridiculous. This looks like a video game that we're looking at. So, James Gunn has shared it. I put it up on
Superman
the
Superman bleeds?
I guess when he hits that hard, he does. He must have been in some kind of big fight, Vin.
I would assume there was some kryptonite involved. And he has landed, of course, near the Fortress of Solitude.
I think his dog's coming to rescue him right now. I don't know where his dog was, but
he's a good dog. He's a good dog. And
is his name Crypto?
I believe so. Mm. Oh no, I don't know what is.
Oh boy,
name?
He's just.
I don't want to
jumping
hold the nerds
all over,
yelling at me.
Yeah, this is. Oh boy, he's. You know, dog. The guy's broken. Stop jumping on him.
It is Crypto, the super dog.
What an interesting thing. So they did that on purpose. That says in the upcoming Superman movie, James Gunn specifically shows Superman bleeding and visibly injured, which is deliberate. Because he is traditionally invulnerable to everything. He doesn't
look at his neck. He's
bleed.
All bruised up. And it's a long clip. We saw a chunk of this in there was a little teaser maybe a month or two back. But now this is like an extended cut. So
yeah, it's five minutes.
The video is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you're like, oh, my God, I can't wait.
Yes.
Oh, look, Crypto's dragging him home by the cape. It's so cute. Oh, doggies, right. They just love you. Let me get you home. Oh, boy. There's other stuff happening now. Okay, moving on. There's a trailer for Megan 2.0, which is she's this little robot doll, AI robot doll, who's been told it's in her programming. Protect this little girl. That's your owner, friend, playmate, companion. And she will protect that kid at all costs. Uh-oh. So if you saw the first one, it's creepy, but really good. And I thought, so if you are interested in that, it is available.
It was a good movie. Very fun.
Megan.
Yes, I thought so too.
Okay.
It's good. Okay. And was there anything else I wanted to get to here? No, we're going to jump into Glenn Powell. Glenn Powell is starring in a new version of The Running Man. Now, Glenn Powell, maybe you're like, who's Glenn Powell? Which a couple months ago, I would have been like, yeah, I'd have no idea who Glenn Powell is. So the first time I think I ever saw him was in the newer Top Gun Maverick, where he is kind of the bad guy, right? Who, spoiler alert, comes in and sort of saves the day.
Yeah, he's competitive and handsome and wants to be the best. Mm. And Tom Cruise is, of course, that's my job.
Yeah. Hello. I'm Tom Cruise the whole time. Right.
Duh.
And then he did, and he's done other stuff. I'm sure he's been in,
Twisters. He was in the Twister movie, and now he's in Sydney Sweeney.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is. a movie with her, of course, we aren't talking about. Right. Or other, I don't know. Take it out. Take it out. So Glenn Powell did a movie with Sydney Sweeney, and it's called Anybody But You. But this isn't about that. This is about him. He's going to be in the remake of The Running Man.
Okay.
Which was a book by Stephen King. Actually, it was a book by Stephen King, but it was a Richard Bachman book. Remember, he wrote a few books. I think Thinner was a Richard Bachman book.
I don't know all that, but I do know the book, and I do know Stephen King's behind it, and I do know they already had that movie.
Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger played The Running Man, which was sort of funny because I felt like Arnold was supposed to be just some guy who lives in like a, you know, post-apocalyptic Earth hellscape where the biggest game show on TV is the one where they set a guy loose and if he can make it, I think it's, is it 24 hours? I can't remember what the, maybe it's 48 hours.
He's got to
elude capture, and they're not just trying to capture him, they're trying to kill him.
Right.
If he lives, then he gets, I don't know, $1 billion. I have no idea what he gets. But he gets to keep his life, so that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was a good version of it. I thought that the Arnold one was fine. I loved the story. I love stories like that where you're trying to, you know, just incredible escape after incredible escape, eluding the people who are trying to kill you.
I'm sure Hollywood is filled with movies that got made where, and Reacher's another example of, that's not the guy when Tom Cruise was the guy.
Yeah.
But they put a box office name in there so that that thing gets funded and actually made.
Right.
So no surprise there.
So when you're going to shoot a big action movie like The Running Man and you know Tom Cruise, you reach out to Tom Cruise and you go, listen, what do you know? What should I do here? What do I have to do here? What do I do? Yeah, running or The Running Man.
Run like Tom.
So he said, look, I want to talk to you about this. And Tom, who is so helpful and so friendly to his friendly friends, he was like, listen, here's what you got to do. That's my Tom Cruise. Thank you. All right. You got to run. You need to run and you need to film yourself running. You need to run on film and then you need to watch the film and you need to see what you're doing on the film. And then you need to do things a little bit differently so that your running looks good. And then you let them film you for the movie and you're running in a better way than you were ever running before. And you might even want to compare the way you run to the way I run. I'm known for running in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out Tom Cruise is right. By the way, that is a made up quote, but that's basically what he said. He said, film yourself
you
running.
You made that up? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I was just making it up. That's all he, I mean, all he says is that he said Tom Cruise told him you got to run and you got to film yourself running. I told you I had a Tom Cruise in me somewhere. So Glenn says, Tom said, film yourself running as soon as possible. You don't look as cool as you think. And so they did. They filmed him running. And Glenn goes on. This is Glenn Powell, who's going to play the running man. Running is the theme here. And as you talk to these running coaches, as in, I'm a guy who will coach you up to look good running on film. They say, there's only one actor who knows how to run on screen. Guess who it is?
Tom Cruise.
It's Tom Cruise, yeah. Besides running, he also had to do practical stunts like falling through ceilings, plunging into sewers, and jumping clear of explosions.
So this movie's made.
It looks like if it's not done, it's close.
His part is
November,
done.
November 7th is the release date.
Okay.
So when is that? 6 months from now? I don't know. Can't do math. It might be 7 months. November 7th. Let's see here. Arnold, he didn't reach out to Arnold, but apparently Arnold did give the crew his blessing for this new remake of the movie. Glenn says he's going to see Arnold in a few weeks and has a very specific fun gift from the movie for Arnold.
Oh, cool.
So he basically goes on to talk more about Tom Cruise. He says, look, I don't have the insurance plan to be Tom Cruise. I'm not trying to be Tom Cruise. But I will say I learned so much from him on how to properly do an action movie. Gotta keep those arms in tight.
I like it.
Run and run fast, but make as little motion as possible. Make it look easy.
He does run on film a lot. And he does look good.
There's a scene, I don't know which of the Mission Impossibles it's in, where he's running through what looked like crazy marketplace / slums, like maybe in China.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the older ones, I think.
It's definitely not, it's, I don't know, 10 years old maybe.
Okay.
But that, I always think about that scene. And as soon as I was reading the story about him running and stuff, I'm like, you know what? Tom Cruise really does know how to run. Like he's, that scene, it goes on and on. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The new
about?
One like a, has him, not the new one that hasn't even come out yet, but the newer right. one, the part, one, part one, has him running through this airport. And at one point, he's trying to get safe. Like he's running for his life is what it comes down to. And there's a scene where he is running on the roof of this building and it's long.
Mm.
And he's still running.
Mm.
And then the next scene is a wider shot of him still running another direction. And you figure this guy is killing himself to get these shots. Even that, he probably overdid.
Right.
Because I know one of the newer scenes in the newer movie, they went, I think he's hanging off a plane or uh-huh. something. And they go, you're done. We're not doing it again. You're going to kill yourself.
Oh, I heard this, right? That they were saying he was just like, let's go again. Let's go again. Let's go again. Let's go.
You're playing. Right. You know.
We got it. It's fine. We get it. You love almost dying over and over and over. We're afraid your hands will give out, Tom.
You'll die for your art, but stop it. We don't want to see that.
We can't afford the insurance anymore. Anyway. And as for, he may or may not be dating his former co-host. They could just be friends and went to his sister's wedding together. This is Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, Glenn Powell. Yeah,
Glenn Powell.
Oh, okay.
Yes. As far as Tom Cruise and the Ana de Armas, I haven't seen an update on that. They may have just gone out to dinner a couple times.
Right.
It's possible. Right. I don't know. Okay. So, and here's the thing about the Running Man. The book, which was a Bachman book. Here is how Tom Cruise honored Val Kilmer. It's really sweet, actually. So we're moving over to Tom. Tom was at CinemaCon in Las Vegas yesterday, and he was presenting footage from the new movie, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. So is that the final? That obviously is the part two of this two-part
thing.
From
what I understand, this is the end of the Mission Impossible series
with
that
him.
He is part of. Yeah. Whether they reboot that, I'm going to guess. Yes, and I'm going to guess someone's ready to do it as soon as humanly possible.
Right.
But I think he's
done. How long
done.
Of a break did they give it? 3 years?
I don't know. I mean, Hollywood doesn't seem to really care. There's another Superman.
Yeah. Oh, yes. How many Supermans have there been in our lifetime? I mean, at least 5. Oh, you're going to try and count them up?
Well, George Reeves.
Yeah.
No. The first TV guy.
On TV.
Right. And then the next guy was?
Christopher Reeve.
And then who was after Christopher Reeve?
Well, there was the young guy that came in.
Maddie's got it.
I've got the list here.
Oh, great.
Kirk Allen was actually the first one. Then George Reeves.
No, wait. In our lifetime. When was Kirk Allen?
I don't have a date on that.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know.
So let's say started George Reeves.
Yeah, forget that guy.
Christopher Reeve. Dean Cain.
Dean Cain on TV. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Tom Welling in Smallville. Brandon Routh in Superman
Brandon
Returns.
Brandon Routh, that's the one I was thinking
Henry
of.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill is
Tyler
pretty good.
Tyler Hoechlin?
Is this
Supergirl?
This guy?
Oh, guy. Oh, and that's Supergirl.
Yeah.
Is Supergirl a show or a...
It was a TV series.
Okay.
Oh.
Michael Rosenbaum in Smallville, and then David Ramsey on The Flash.
And who's this guy?
The new Superman. Corn
Sweat.
Oh, yeah, Corn Sweat. David Corn Sweat.
Why did that just come out of my
mouth?
I don't think I'm right.
No,
I can't be right.
You have to be.
There's no way.
How else would you know that?
I don't know, but that's what just came out of my mouth for no reason.
It is Corn Sweat. David Corn Sweat.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Of course it is.
I'm like built to listen to you do Tadler stories.
That's a great callback. That should get him a point.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll give him a point. Maddie's got the game.
Honestly, wouldn't give you one.
It came out of my mouth before I had a chance to stop myself. Weird.
Well, you got to let things go. You're clearly on a roll there.
But you won't remember. You're like me.
Yeah,
remember that,
asked,
but you won't remember
like
what? somebody you see every day.
You already have a point. Okay, so, by the way, we've literally said one, I said one line in this new story. Tom Cruise was at CinemaCon in Las Vegas yesterday to present footage from Mission Impossible. Oh, that's why, because we said they're going to restart that series. Mm. And then we, just like they did with Superman.
Yeah, you asked me, how long do you think they'll wait? I don't think they'll wait.
Yeah. Oh, you think so? Like next year, the brand new guy. What's the guy's name in Mission Impossible? Like what is Tom?
Ethan.
Hawk.
No. Now you just ruined. I was never. I didn't have it.
You're right,
now
though.
It's long
it
gone.
Is Ethan.
Right.
We'll have it momentarily. So before he got started, this is Tom Cruise at CinemaCon in Las Vegas.
Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hunt. Mm. Right. So close. First letter. But also because Ethan Hawke just rolls off the tongue. That was a coincidence. So, Tom Cruise is at CinemaCon in Las Vegas for the 10th time. He's talking about Mission Impossible, but before he gets started, he takes a moment to pay tribute to Val Kilmer. And his quote is, I can't tell you how much I admired his work and him as a human being. How grateful and honored I was that he joined Top Gun and came back for Top Gun Maverick. I think it would be really nice if we could just have a moment all together and just take a moment because he loved movies. He gave a lot to all of us with his performances, with his films. If we could just all take a moment and think about the wonderful times we had with him. And then there's a moment of silence. And
that's nice.
Tom says, thank you, Val. I wish you well on your next journey. Thank you all for doing that. People gathered. I know he appreciates it. It's really sweet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Tombstone, which is a movie that Val Kilmer did with Kurt Russell.
How's all this tying together? It's like a masterpiece you're writing here for us.
From one to the next. I'm finding segues. I don't get to do it every day, Vin, but thank you for noticing. It means a lot to me this year.
Well, we both put together our breaks and we hope for something like this to come together. Right? But my God, man. What is happening?
Don't worry.
Here?
The next thing has nothing
we
to
are
do
not,
with
it. No,
this.
Dude, don't say the C word.
No, hopefully, maybe this will take us 5 minutes and I'll end with this and we won't have to break open another. Crack another nut.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.